Mark Pope, he had his front court. He was looking to add some guards who can score the rock. And ladies and gentlemen, he found them. That's going to be the conversation on today's episode of the Wildcats Today podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Stefaniak, writer and editor over at Wildcats Today, joined as always by my co-host, Carson Nash. Carson, big day, lots of commits. How are we doing?
It was a hectic day today. You know, my screen time is probably up 100% from yesterday. I was checking that phone all day today. There was nonstop news.
Mm-hmm. There's been, I mean, seriously. So you land two players. You land Kobe Bray, the shooter from Dayton, and then Kerr Creasa from West Virginia, previously played at Arizona. But let's get straight into these guys. I mean, Kobe Bray, Carson, he can shoot a little bit. He's okay at shooting the basketball, I've heard. So 11.1 points per ball game last year, 3.8 rebounds, 1.2 assists, shot 49.8% from three, which that'll work. So we can live with that. So Carson, you and I both watched a ton of film on this kid. What are your thoughts on Bray? I mean, you know, dig and give me something deeper. We know we can shoot. What do you like about him other than that?
Yeah, I really like this addition first off. I think he can be your go-to guy in those situations where you really, really need a bucket. He's someone who's made big shots in the tournament for Dayton. So I really like his addition. He's experienced with everyone that we've gotten so far. We have some old guys, but I really like his experience. He finishes well at the rim, and he's big. I like his size. And his handles are a lot better than you would think. Most people see his numbers and are like, oh, he's kind of just a catch and shoot type of guy. But go watch some film on him. He's better with handling the ball than you would expect. His numbers are really, really good, proficient. He's in like the 100th percentile in shooting, catch and shoot off the dribble and like pick and rolls shooting. So he's a fantastic 3-point shooter. So I'm really excited.
Yeah, he's a great shooter, but you're right. I think obviously he's a shooter. That's why we went and got him. But I think that he can do more than that. And he can develop into more than that potentially. I mean, once again, Antonio Reeves was a shooter and then he developed a basketball game. And so, you know, we've talked about, he did that without a basketball coach, just a recruiter. So let's see what Bray can do with guys that can really develop his actual game. I really like this addition. That kid, and listen, I've seen a lot. The funniest thing is when other fan bases try to tell me I'm not supposed to be excited about this for different reasons. People that don't understand ball, they're just on Twitter with a fake name, and it's like, what are we doing here? Like, this kid is a special player. Well, look at his final five schools. It was all the Blue Bloods. And he ended up picking Kentucky. I mean, once again. And so this kid is a really good player. So be excited about this addition. Don't let anybody tell you to not be excited. This kid's special. This kid can shoot. And he's just going to be an absolute monster. So, I mean, Carson, is he a two? Is he a three? What do you think? In the system, what do you think his natural fit is? I mean, he's 6'7", but I still – the film-wise, I think he's a two, but I want to get your thoughts on it. Yeah, I think he could do both.
Yeah, he's a two, but it's interesting because he is 6'7", so you have that ability to maybe slide him to the three.
Yeah.
And that would work really well with additional guards. So there's a lot of mismatches that you can, like, do with that. And Pope's going to want to play probably closer to, like, five out. I could see him at a three. He's big. He's strong. But two is probably where he would be best suited at. He shot a lot of threes last year, but he's going to shoot even more this year.
Yeah, no question there. So special kid, going to fit well in the system. Think he's going to get developed. I'm excited about Kobe Bray. The minute he entered the portal, before he had spoken to anybody, I was like, go get this kid. He's special. And we got him. And that's really something to be excited
after,
about.
So now, after Andrew was stating that we would not get him.
Yeah. That's not – whatever. So Now, the Estonian goat, Kerr Kreisha from Tartu, Estonia, 11 points per ball game, 2.5 rebounds, and 4.7 assists. So you're going to look at the stats. You're going to go, okay, he shoots 42.4% from three. Great. But I'll tell you what stood out to me in the highlight tape, Carson, was his ability to pass the basketball. My goodness, he's a great passer. I mean, truly an elite passer. And so that was what stood out to me immediately when I watched his film was, man, this guy can pass the ball. So, you know, he can score, but he is a point guard. You know, he's a scorer and a facilitator, and I love that. He's a point guard who can do both. You see a lot nowadays. You see the guys, I'm a point guard, but really I'm just a scorer. I can't pass. Or I'm a passer, and I'm not really much of an offensive threat, kind of like Sevier Wheeler was. This kid is truly a mix of both. What are your thoughts on Kreisha? What is it? Kreisha? What have we decided it was? I've already
heard Kreisha? Kreisha?
Kreisha is what you said. Yeah. That's what the announcer. You had to watch announcer film.
Yeah. But I really like this addition. And kind of like Bray, you know, they both shot really high percentage from three, but they also took a lot of threes. Yes, so that number is just not inflated. It's an actual number. The one concern I would have with him, and I think it can be fixed, is he did have a higher, pretty high turnover percentage at WVU. But again, that's WVU. It's a different system. And in Mark Pope's offense, not a lot of the guards are going to run ISO ball. So it's going to be more cuts and coming off the ball. So I really don't expect that to be a main issue. I mean, let's not forget, this dude led Arizona to be a one seed and a two seed as their starting point guard. So he's legit, and he has a good attitude about him. I've watched some highlights. I've watched, seen some pictures. He's going to be a fan favorite. You know, other teams are going to hate him. They're going to hate him, but we're going to love him. So I'm really excited about this addition. Another knockdown shooter. Can't have enough of him in this time.
Well, you know, Carson, you and I recorded whatever it was a week ago when we started talking about the additions of the more defensive-oriented guys, the guys that we're better on defense. That's our thing. And we said, listen, we've laid the foundation here. Now we need the scorers. And we said, but they're coming. Don't worry. They are coming, and they're here. We've got our scorers now. With Bray and Kreisha, I mean, these guys can score the rock. They are really good scorers. Both can pass. Both can shoot. Both can help a little bit on the boards. I mean, see him 2.5 rebounds from a guard like that. You'll take that. Bray averaged about 4 rebounds. Love to see guards that aren't afraid to go help on the boards. And then, Kreisha can pass the ball. And we're not talking about like, oh, there's a guy standing in the corner and I'm going to pass to him. I mean, he's making like beautiful, fitted in between crease passes. Great plays. I like this kid a lot. I think
he's a dog. I like that about him. So there's a video surfacing of he played on his country's team. I'm not sure where he's from, but
Estonia.
He was going up against Luka Doncic, and Luka was like complaining to referee something, and he came up to him and he was talking trash to Luka. So you already know he's a dog. He doesn't
care. Not gonna back down to anybody
on the other side of the court.
Yeah, what? He ain't gonna back down to anybody. Yeah, is what I'm saying. That's Luka Doncic. He's probably, you know, he's a top 5 player in the NBA, and he's not backing down to him. I respect that. Mm-mm. So I mean, this roster's coming together, Carson. We're not there yet, but man, we're getting close. I mean, this roster is really coming together. I'm excited because once again, we had the defensive guys. I was going, okay, we're a couple scorers away from this being a legit team. And I'll tell you this, it's got to come together. We've seen this at Arkansas. Some years it doesn't, some years it does. If you want to talk about football, Ole Miss does it on the football field. Sometimes this portal stuff comes together, sometimes it doesn't. This could be a swing and a miss. Sure, it could be. But these kids are all good basketball players. If they mix well together, if they gel, they're old, they've played under the shining bright lights of March Madness, most of them, these kids can hoop. I like the way this team's coming together. I think Mark Pope is doing a really good job. And you got to remember, he doesn't really have a recruiting class. Like, I don't think he's not going to do this every year. He's going to have a recruiting class normally, at least 2 or 3
guys. So, and he's been in contact with tons of
recruits,
awesome recruits from 2025. So I'm not worried about that in the slightest. With Jason Hart and Alvin Brooks, yeah, we're going to be fine in that aspect.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. So, Carson, any other thoughts on these two additions? I'm really pumped. Everybody gets more excited about scoring. It's like when you're an NFL fan and your team drafts a defensive lineman or drafts a receiver. You're more excited about the receiver. It's more fun. Guys that can score the ball are more fun, and so it's more exciting. So these are exciting additions. I think Big Blue Nation's pumped up, and I think they deserve to be.
Yeah.
So no, any other thoughts, Carson?
I'm super pumped up. I'm excited. And I love the coaching staff tweeting out too. The boom gifs and stuff. Like,
yeah,
that's awesome. Like, we haven't had that in a while. So that's a lot of fun.
It's fun. I mean, it's really fun when they do. I mean, it gets me pumped up. It's really exciting when you see people do that. So I think that's going to do it. We'll, listen, we'll be back. It's a long week. We'll probably have more news by Friday. We'll try and bring you something here in the next couple of days. If you haven't already, keep in that subscribe button. We did hit our 1,000 goal, which once again, really appreciate y'all for that. But hey, keep hitting the button. We really appreciate it. Well, the next goal is 1,500. So let's get there. Couldn't do it without y'all. Appreciate it. Be excited about these two commits. I know Carson and I are. Hope everybody has an outstanding rest of their day today. And we will see you next time.